It's after 10 p.m. as Sam Nichols and Alan Kress slowly cruise through the tiny town of O'Brien, shining super bright spotlights into the shadows.
We're just checking this commercial building here, just to make sure there's no one hiding around it or anything.
Nichols' King Cab pickup has a yellow flasher on top and signs on the doors identifying it as a Citizens Against Crime patrol.
We're trying to be proactive. We're trying to show the bad guys that we're out there in force and they better watch out.
Alan Kress says the nightly armed patrols are meant to be an extra set of eyes and ears to deter criminal activity.
We're not trying to play cops and robbers or take the place of law enforcement. In fact, we have a great deal of respect for what law enforcement does. We recognize the limited resources they have, and we're just trying to keep a presence out there.
You might think out in the country like this, there's not much crime to speak of, but high unemployment and a growing drug problem, plus the sudden lack of law enforcement, has fed a growth in burglaries, vehicle thefts, and other property crimes. Nichols says the patrols have made a difference in O'Brien.
There were five major thefts, travel trailers, automobiles, tractors, this sort of thing, before we started patrolling. Since we've started patrolling, there hasn't been a single one.
For decades, revenue from timber sales on the federal land that makes up 70% of Josephine County kept property taxes low and the county government functioning. As logging dramatically declined, those payments dried up. Things came to a head in 2012.
We went from a $12 million budget to a $5.2 million budget.
Josephine County Sheriff Gil Gilbertson.
We reduced our workforce from, I think we had 98 down to 34, so 65% of our personnel were laid off.
At one point, Gilbertson was forced to release dozens of inmates from the county jail as he downsized to meet reduced staffing levels. He was left with a single deputy to patrol the entire county. Police officers in Grants Pass, the county seat, had no choice but to cut petty criminals loose because there was nowhere to put them.
Right now, the only thing the sheriff's office provides really is if you have a life-threatening situation, they will come out.
That's Ken Selig. He lives in the small town of Merlin. Until May 2012, Selig was a 33-year veteran of the sheriff's department. Faced with being laid off, Selig retired, but he says it quickly became obvious that the cutbacks had left the vacuum in which criminals grew bolder. He points to an incident where an elderly neighbor came home to find her door forced open. When she called the sheriff's department, she was told that unless she was sure there was somebody still in the house, no one would respond. Selig and former reserve deputy Pete Scaglione gathered other concerned neighbors and formed North Valley Community Watch.
So we started to train, and I used the same lesson plans, the same things that when I taught at the academy.
What we're going to do tonight is basically practice some room entries.
On a weekday evening, Selig stands before a classroom whiteboard in a civic building in Merlin. He's preparing members of the North Valley Community Watch responder team for a training exercise. They're going to practice how to approach and clear a building where an intruder may be hiding. After making certain their sidearms are unloaded, the group breaks down into small teams to search the building. Guns drawn, team members cautiously maneuver down the hallway, learning how to move as a coordinated unit.
Neighborhood watch! Police are on their way! Show us your hands!
Selig says the group limits itself to doing what the sheriff's department no longer does.
We go and we clear homes and businesses. We respond to trespassers. We respond to suspicious people in the neighborhood. And we create a presence there.
The group also maintains a website and Facebook page where locals report thefts or sightings of suspicious activity. There are at least two other communities in the county with similar citizen safety groups, one in Cave Junction and another south of Grants Pass. Sheriff Gil Gilbertson says he supports neighborhood watch groups and that citizen involvement is crucial, especially in remote rural areas. But he worries things could get out of hand. He recalls a community meeting he attended.
And the gentleman sitting right next to me kept repeating, "We're not going to hire any more of you guys. We're not going to pay for you because we can do this ourselves." Well, that really concerns me. That does concern me.
Next month, Josephine County voters will have another chance to approve a property tax hike to restore the public safety budget. Two previous levies have failed. But members of the citizen groups in both Merlin and O'Brien say they found a new sense of civic involvement and self-reliance. And even if the sheriff's department returns to full funding, they say, they'll continue protecting their communities. Liam Moriarty, JPR News.